The only RCA that I had experience on was it was kind of a, and that was at a TV station, Channel 34, and that was back when it was in Elkhart down here, and that was a 2-inch RCA color. Yeah, it did color, and that was on the PBS TV station here in Elkhart, and then they moved to South Bend years later after I went back to school. So I was working as an engineer for that station, but then I got a full-time job working for WNDU TV stations in South Bend, and then I was an engineer for them for like 6 years, and then I decided I wanted to move on because I got tired of being on call 24 hours a day. I said, "Dad, I've had enough of this." I quit and started writing machine language code for blood sugar glucometers. So I wrote firmware for those glucometers after I left the job at WNDU. But yeah, so that's what I did there. I originally, when I first got in the door, I switched brakes, and then they moved me into maintenance and found out that I could do some of that stuff. So and then I did transmitter maintenance. You know, you remember the Klystrons, that kind of stuff. So yeah, good old days. Of course, you worked for Channel 8, so they didn't have. Klystrons that they use for those lower TV frequencies.
Oh, yeah. I remember working on Channel 13's big transmitter. It had three, I can't remember the number of tubes. It had three big ones in the final, and I worked on a problem I had on a Saturday morning. I tried to catch up on my sleep, and the transmitter dumped, and the connections to one of the filaments on the transmitter, they burned right off, and the transmitter dumped, with a whole bunch of other relays that dumped. And, man, that woke me up, kept me awake all afternoon fixing it. And by the time the nighttime engineer came on, I had a fix. But I worked on transmitters, and I had a ham license way back when I was in high school at about 56, 57. I had my half novice license, looked it up to a technician, and I finally got my general, and this is where I've been. And I worked on RCA 1X machines, because those were used in production, and a lot of Sony 3/4 inch, where I took the DVU 200s down to nothing and put them all back together with new parts and replace audio heads and scanners and all that kind of stuff. So I knew the DVU 200. I went out to Sony school in San Jose about three different times for the different Sony machines that we bought at the station. And it's used basically for editing and for the news department with the attached tape machine to the camera. This is K8LIR.